This is Fresh Air. The new Netflix series, Department Q, stars Matthew Good as a crack Edinburgh police detective who brings together a team of misfits to help search for a woman who vanished several years ago. Our critic at large, John Power, says it's one of those crime series that's less about the solution than watching the byplay of the characters.
The limitation and allure of genre stories is that they reshuffled the same handful of ideas and characters. Romance fiction is teeming with Cinderellas and Darcys. Sci-fi and fantasy keeps cranking out chosen ones, like Luke Skywalker and Katniss Everdeen. As for cop stories, they're addicted to antisocial loners who, from Dirty Harry to Inspector Morse, are as good at raising hackles as they are at solving crimes. One of this band is DCI Carl Mork in the new Netflix series Department Q. Based on the first of 10 Nordic noir novels by Danish writer Jussi Adler Olsen, the story has been retooled by Scott Frank, who's done everything from scripting Spielberg movies to making The Queen's Gambit. Frank transplants the action from Copenhagen to Edinburgh and makes the hero, an English outsider in Scotland, even less likable. Matthew Good stars as Mork, a detective chief inspector who doesn't suffer fools gladly and finds virtually everyone a fool. He's recovering from an ambush that killed one officer and left Mork both wounded and feeling guilty that his one good friend, DCI James Hardy, was paralyzed in the shooting. Because his colleagues can't stand him, the boss puts Carl in charge of a brand new section, Department Q, which has been created to solve high-profile cold cases that will give the police good publicity. Sounds like a prime gig, except that Department Q has only one detective, Carl, and is housed in the precinct's grotty basement. At first, Carl approaches his mission in the same cynical spirit. He can't be bothered with the stack of cold case files he's been given. This changes thanks to the Syrian exile Akram, drolly played by Alexei Manvilov, who does menial work for Department Q. Here, Carl discovers that Akram has read the files.
He read them?
Yes.
All of them?
Well, many of them. Very interesting cases. Murders, kidnappings, rapes, assaults. I think many are good mysteries.
Good.
Worthy. At home in Syria, there are a lot of cases like this. Unsolved. People go missing, no one knows anything about it. Most of the time, I was the only one looking.
Well, you work for the police?
Sort of.
Sort of? Well, it's
complicated. You will solve them, these cases?
Who knows?
Which will you work on?
I don't know. I'm supposed to choose one.
There are many that can be solved.
Oh, and you know that from what? Just reading them, yeah?
Don't you, when you read a file? Sometimes you're able to just know.
I haven't read them.
Perhaps then I could assist you. Read through all of them.
It's not your job, is it?
Though he's sniffy, he does let Akram help choose a case. They begin looking into the disappearance 5 years earlier of Merritt Lingard, played by Chloe Peary, a prosecuting attorney whose spiky intelligence mirrors Carl's own. Merritt has scads of people who might have wanted to harm her. Crooks she jailed, lovers she dumped, even her ex-boss, the Lord Justice, who may be corrupt. Carl and Akram soon get help from two others. A young constable named Rose, that's Leia Byrne, whose bounciness masks her PTSD. And his laid-up old colleague Hardy, that's Jamie Seavis, who does online digging between bouts of physical therapy. This pairing of an insulting boss with a motley team recalls Slow Horses. Except here, it's all played straight. What Carl doesn't know but we do is that Merritt is being held prisoner in some strange metallic container. Indeed, even as we follow the team's investigation, we get flashbacks to Merritt's past. Ultimately, the two tracks come together. In truth, it takes quite a while to get there. When the source novel, The Keeper of Lost Causes, was adapted into a Danish movie, it was 96 minutes long. Department Q runs more than 7 hours over 9 episodes. If you're in it for thrills, you may find your mind wandering. Frank clearly cares less about the mystery than the characters, starting with the abrasively supercilious Carl, who spends many scenes arguing with his housemates, confronting local toughs, sparring with a police therapist, that's Sly Kelly MacDonald, and sneering at the detectives trying to solve his shooting. Lanky and good-looking, Good has a gift for portraying charismatic unlikability, as he showed playing Princess Margaret's smugly nasty husband, Lord Snowden, on The Crown. Here, he captures Carl's reflexive haughtiness. It also lets us glimpse the revealing moments when he registers the existence of people other than himself. The rest of the largely Scottish cast is equally strong. While the red-haired Byrne gives Rose an appealingly wounded spunk, Stevens imbues Hardy with a menschiness that impresses even Carl. Most enjoyable of the bunch is Manvelov, whose Akram is a paragon of seductively low-key intelligence. His confident calm suggests a personal history back in Syria that it may be better not to know. Although Carl is supposedly the brains of the group, nearly all the useful discoveries are made by his team. And this hints at one of the very Nordic themes of Department Q, the superiority of trusting teamwork to unruly individualism. Carl thinks of himself as the smartest man in every room. But without the help of those around him, he's just an unhappy soul with intelligence to burn.
John Powers reviewed Department Q. It's streaming on Netflix. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, Elon Musk has gone from Doge, but Doge is still at work. Some Doge staffers now have positions within government agencies. We'll talk with Washington Post reporter Hannah Natanson. She's reported on how Doge has made the government more inefficient and bureaucratic, fired too many people, and what Doge is up to now. I hope you'll join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our managing producer is Sam Brigger. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Yukundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Our consulting visual producer is Hope Wilson. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross.